that highest level, I'm not overstating this when I say changed the game. It changed the way the safety position is looked at. It opened up avenues for guys like Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu, to play a different level, a different game at safety. Did you realize that you were doing that while it was happening?
No. All I knew that I had a defensive coordinator when I first got here in Emmett that, you know, he brought me in to do a specific thing. That's to cover receivers. People think that I came in to do to be the big hitter. No, I came in and I was covering receivers because the greatest show on turf was going on. That was the Rams. So to go up against them, I had to go out and become I was a safety. But whenever they put the third receiver on the field, I had to cover. I went out and covered him, and I could hold my own with whomever I lined up against. And so I did that for a number of years, and then when Jim got here, he used me in a different way. Still allowed me to cover the receivers, still allowed me to cover the tight ends. But now he's putting in blitz after blitz after blitz. He's allowing me to get in run support. He's moved me all over the field. He's given me the freedom to disguise how I want to. And so that using me that way and my talent, my abilities, my God-given abilities, using me that way, it opened up an avenue for you. Now you just don't have a safety that's roaming the middle of the field or a safety just in the box. You have a safety that can be a game changer, that can actually dictate the outcome of games on a consistent basis. And so for that to happen, that was, to me, this is Jim. People want to point to me, but yes, I was the talent. Yes, I was the, you know, the tool, if you will, but it was Jim using me the way he used me and my talents and abilities that allowed this, I call it the freelance safety, to come into existence.